From NPR and WBUR, I'm Indira Lakshmanan.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And let's start with President Obama's meeting today with French President François Hollande at the White House. Speaking through a translator, Hollande spoke about the parallels between the French response to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. and the American response to the attacks in Paris earlier this month.
It is true that 9/11, we all felt Americans. But after the 13th of November, Americans felt French. Our two peoples, together, merged as one, sharing the same emotion and also the same willingness to fight for freedom, to stand for our values.
President Obama echoed Hollande's sentiment that the attacks in Paris were not only on the French people.
This was not only a strike against one of the world's great cities. It was an attack against the world itself. It's the same madness that has slaughtered the innocent from Nigeria to the Sinai, from Lebanon to Iraq. It is a scourge that threatens all of us.
Well, joining us now with more is NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis. And Susan, let's start with what we just heard there. There was a great deal of discussion between Obama and Hollande about shared values. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So President Hollande coming to the U.S. largely has two goals. One, he is trying to build a robust, international, global military response to defeat ISIS or Daesh or ISIL, depending on how the group is referred to. He also was there to talk about the security and the relationship that the U.S. has with Europe and the need to enhance not only military response, but intelligence sharing responses, border security responses, and to underscore the crisis that is the millions of refugees that have to flee Syria and how that not only threatens to destabilize Europe, but also that it's a humanitarian crisis that the countries need to continue to address on top of the military threat posed by ISIS.
Right. And in fact, did Hollande say that turning its back on refugees wasn't an option because that would be in violation of those shared values?
Yes, that's correct. And days after the Paris attacks, Hollande did reaffirm that France is scheduled to take in approximately 30,000 Syrian refugees over the next 2 years. He reaffirmed the commitment to that. President Obama has likewise reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to take in up to 10,000 Syrian refugees next year, although he has been met with some opposition by lawmakers in Congress who would like to effectively pause the flow of refugees into the U.S. until other security measures can be put in place. But the president did reiterate today that the Syrian refugees coming into the country are put to the strongest possible vetting standards that the U.S. government is capable for people coming in, and that the majority of Syrian refugees that have come into the U.S. are women, children, and seniors, and that he remains very confident that that process is enough to keep Americans safe.
Right. Now, Susan, you mentioned that President François Hollande, in part, is coming to Washington or came to Washington in order to seek, a military coalition or strengthen a military coalition. So what did President Obama say about the possibility of escalating U.S. military action in Syria, if anything at all?
Well, they did reaffirm that the U.S. military mission is that they stand with France, that they're going to continue what the U.S. has effectively been doing for the past year, which is military airstrikes in Syria and targeted airstrikes towards ISIS forces. What Obama has not committed to and has not changed course on is the idea that we would put dramatic numbers of ground troops on the ground in Syria, that there is not the support for that in the U.S., and that they do not believe that that's necessarily a winning strategy, that a heavy U.S. military presence may not be the answer, that they are trying to build a global coalition, and it has been the position of the U.S., and Secretary of State John Kerry has talked about this, that it is the military forces of the region and on the ground there that need to come together as a regional security force, that it cannot just be a U.S.-led coalition. And I think that is part of what Hollande is here to do, and that the U.S. government is going to be a partner in that, but that it has to be much bigger in scope than just a U.S.-France-led coalition.
Well, both President Obama and President Hollande mentioned the downing of a Russian military jet today by Turkey. And they also both said that they believe Russia needs to change its focus specifically to ISIS and not so much to keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. We've got a clip here of President Obama.
Regarding the broader crisis in Syria, President Hollande and I agreed that Russia's strikes against the moderate opposition only bolster the Assad regime, whose brutality has helped to fuel the rise of ISIL. We agree that Russia could play a more constructive role if it were to shift the focus of its strike to defeating ISIL.
Susan, in just a couple seconds, tell us more about Russia.
That was an absolutely one of the most striking opinions coming out of today's news conference is that Hollande and Obama said that Vladimir Putin needs to change course, that the current Russia strategy to prop up Assad and to fight against Syrian rebels is not working, that he needs to change mission, and that mission needs to be to join the U.S. and France in focusing on defeating ISIS, not propping up Assad.
NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.